This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least a dozen people were killed in a helicopter crash just outside Kyiv on Wednesday, including Ukraine's interior minister, Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Three children were among the dead, President Volodymyr Zelensky said, calling the crash a terrible tragedy. The pain is unspeakable, he said in a statement. Ukrainian officials said the cause wasn't immediately clear. They made no reference to any Russian attack in the area at the time. National Police Chief Ihor Klimenko confirmed that Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky was killed alongside his first deputy, Yevgeny Yanin, and other ministry officials on board. Monastirsky was the most senior Ukrainian official to die since the war began. At least six people were killed on the ground, officials said, including the children.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told the World Economic Forum on Wednesday that Western supplies of tanks and air defense units should come more quickly and be delivered faster than Russia was able to carry out its own attacks.
The supplies of Western tanks must outpace another invasion of Russian tanks. The restoration of security and peace in Ukraine must outpace Russia's attacks on security and peace in other countries.
Zelensky spoke by video link before Western allies meet at the Ramstein Air Base in Germany on Friday with a focus on whether Berlin will allow battle tanks to be supplied to Kyiv to help drive out Russian forces. Philippine Nobel Prize winner Maria Ressa was on Wednesday acquitted of tax evasion among a slew of charges she has long maintained are politically motivated, calling the verdict a victory for truth.